Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, I know it's been a while, but hey, thanks so much for stopping in.
Well, it's great to be back. It's been a minute. Life's been crazy for all sorts of reasons, but it's always good to be back in here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, great reasons. So yeah, congratulations on everything. But obviously that doesn't stop your other job of being a city administrator.
Yeah. I think both the home front and city hall has been hopping. So it's been exhausting, but a joy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I know the city council just met this past Monday on June 2nd. And so plenty of items to go through. I know you guys talked about the budget and stuff, but thing that I really wanted to address that will be coming here is the downtown improvements phase one project. If you kind of want to outline what's going on with that and where kind of in the process we are.
Absolutely. First, I want to start with, how is it already June?
Yeah.
I am. Right. It's still like January in my head. I don't understand.
But you got your, yeah. Well, you got your,
yeah,
summer.
This is my Hawaiian shirt day.
So, you're in the spirit.
I'm in the summer mood at least. So.
Right.
Yeah. So the downtown project, you know, this is one that we've done in over the last 20 plus years in several different phases. So this phase will be the reconstruction of the alleyway from Warford to Lucinda, right there between kind of the Tin Pig and Wells Fargo, that alley right there. And then the reconstruction of the city's portion of that parking lot on the corner of First and Warford. Then we'll be moving down Warford Street and reconstructing Warford from First Street to Third Street, and then Second Street from Warford to Willis.
Okay.
So it'll be phased out. We'll know a much better timeline and phasing approach once we get those bids back come July, August timeframe. We're able to have our pre-construction meeting, talk through that with whichever contractor is awarded the project. So that's when we'll really be able to hone in on the project timeline and phasing. It all depends on the company, sure, what other projects they have going, how much size capability they have to get into the project. So it could be really quick, done middle next summer, or it could kind of go through next summer. So, you know, one of the project priorities from the start has been keeping accessibility to businesses and either front doors, back doors, things like that. So that is a very high priority for us. That's included in those bid documents. We'll be working very closely with all of the business owners, property owners downtown through the process to keep their businesses accessible to the public and people wanting to come in and shop. So I want to make sure that that is known, that that is a top priority for this project. So really excited. We've been working on this for a few years now, getting multiple different funding sources lined up through their processes and getting those release of funds ready to go so that when the clock strikes, we can get those bids out and get them back, get the project under construction. So that will be very rewarding to, you know, get that first piece of concrete out to get that project started. So very excited about that one. It's going to really spruce up that section of downtown and kind of help connect that South 2nd Street, south of Willis 2nd Street and Railroad Street up to the work that's been done on Lucinda, and really kind of make all of that 2nd Street downtown a little bit more cohesive. And there's always more phases in the pipeline to work farther north and get some work done on 3rd Street, but this is a great opportunity for us to leverage a lot of federal funding, state funding to get the project going and get it underway, get that piece finished. You know, a big piece of how all of these, the historic projects and this current project, are phased together really all revolve around the underground infrastructure. So the storm sewer and the wastewater collection system, water system, really kind of drives how we manage the phasing of the project, and starting with that outlet up there right behind Wells Fargo in the alley and working our way south and then working our way east. So lots of exciting things going with that. There may be some inconveniences, but I'm hoping we can all work together and get through those inconveniences to have a really beautiful project in the end.
Awesome. And yeah, so yeah, really looking forward to that. So thank you for detailing that. And like you said, work and stuff probably later this summer.
Possibly. Okay. We were looking at awarding the bid mid to late summer.
Okay.
Then being able to get with that contractor, lay out a plan. We're hoping that the contractor will want to start one of the phases, probably the alley and parking lot, hopefully this fall.
Okay.
Depending on how late into winter they can work. If they're a really fast moving group, they might make it to a section of Warford yet this fall into later fall to be able to start next spring on the other pieces of that project. So kind of have it split up into different sections, focusing on, again, that accessibility to businesses and traffic flows, things like that. So that's very much in the forefront of our minds with this project.
Awesome. All right. So thanks for going over all that. And then, of course, there's work being done at the Perry Municipal Airport as, the parallel taxiway reconstruction had some stuff last year at the airport. And so talk about now what's being worked on.
Yeah. So this project has, from day one on the job, been a part of my life, but it's been really fun to see it all finally come together with construction. So over the last few years, we've been working on the reconstruction of the new runway. So that was completed and opened up last August. That was a wonderful feeling. And then we dove right back into the next phase, which is tearing out the old runway, using that for sub base. So it'll get crushed there and used for sub base for a brand new concrete parallel taxiway, which is 4,000 feet of the original 4,000 foot runway. And then a next project, future project, will be extending that taxiway the full 5,500 feet of the runway. It's just all a combination of different federal funding and how we've been able to make all of that work. So it's been a long but very rewarding project out there, and it's really, really fun to see it all come together. So that's been a huge project. I think we're all in. We're probably going to be around, once all of that runway taxiway is all done, we'll probably be close to about a $20 million investment in the Perry Airport. And with airport funding, typically it's historically always been 90% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration and 10% local match.
Okay.
During COVID for a couple of years, it was actually 100% funded by the FAA, and some of the projects have been 90-10. This current taxiway project is actually 95% FAA, 5% city. So we've lucked out with the timing of construction in some ways not, but those funding scenarios have been very helpful to us to be able to get that project done with not as much local match going into the project.
That is part one of our conversation with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Tune in tomorrow for part two. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.